You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
We'll be right back. something missing in my touch. Attention tugging at my smile. If there's a right thing to say, I'm sure I missed it.
Do you want to be? Tune in to The Arts Edge with Annie Roach, Saturdays from 6 to 7 p.m. and hear stories of artists and educators, writers, painters, actors, people from all walks of life. Hear how people are making their lives happen. You can find us at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. We're at TELUS HD Channel 7014. Or you can find us on the internet at www.cjsf.ca. Tune in to The Arts Edge and be inspired.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, home of Burnaby Rock, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory high atop Burnaby Mountain in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. This episode was pre-produced at my pop-up shop in East Vancouver on the traditional unceded territory of the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 88 of the program, and it is an all-original and research episode. This episode, I suppose, is a companion piece to episode 87, hence the quick turnaround. And having a 4-day weekend to play with hasn't hurt either. On 87, I looked at 3-plus months of the Earshot charts, CITR charts, and Pitchfork, and now in preparation for this one, I went through 3-plus months of the CJSF playlist, as well as February, March, and April of Blaylock's Indie Rock playlist, and now I've essentially completed my rounds. By those means, I picked up an additional 17 albums or songs, but only one of them is CanCon. So my CanCon troubles are worsening, which is why I started the show with the aptly titled Worried Now by Sloan. Nothing against Sloan. I worshipped them when I was a kid, and Twice Removed is still among the greatest albums of all time, but I would rather live in the present. Beyond Blaylock's and the CJSF playlist, there has been a steady trickle of new releases from established show artists. There is another track from the new Pax record that is coming up shortly, and there is a track from the Moon King collaboration with Baltimore producer Visors that is coming up later on in the big set. Nothing made the cut from the new Matt Postband EP, which is disappointing, and nothing from the new Trophy Knife made the cut either. What ultimately carried the mail and shaped this episode were new releases from Humans and Operator Music Band. Humans recently released their first full length in 8 years, and it's excellent, and Operator Music Band, who were fine before, have completely reinvented themselves into something very special. I will discuss all of that further on my next break. So that is what is happening tonight. Coming up right away is a fairly short housekeeping set, and then the big set starting around or before 6:40 is basically an impromptu dance party centered around new releases from Humans and Operator Music Band. All of the leftovers and new stuff from CJSF and Blaylocks are scattered throughout, depending on where they fit in. I'm glad I'm flexible making these types of shows. I did not expect an impromptu dance party, that is for certain. Starting off the show tonight was Sloan from 1994, and then it was Pyle, and then Sebado. The Pyle song was from 2017's A Hair Shirt of Purpose, which is on topic with other non-classic Pyle releases like their new album Nonfiction. I realized I'd never played anything from Hair Shirt, and Rope's Length is a good song. Not coincidentally, my favorite song from the new Pyle record is coming up right now.
Yeah. It had its charm, and that's what you do, what you need it to. Lying